Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around.
Yeah, so not in the best headspace today. I'm down here. I've had a day of crying, like rage. Right now, I'm walking on the beach. Someone was behind me throwing a stick for their fucking dog, and it was nearly hitting me, and I just wanted to turn around and scream fuck off. And then there's been a fly, fucking one fly, just flying around me the whole fucking time. Like, I'm just in full rage mode. It's been a day. Like, I feel fucking ridiculous for saying this, right? But just one of those days. Like, this is not a motherhood podcast, and I don't really consider myself, you know, leading with motherhood. But fucking hell, am I in it? Oh, and I sound like such an ungrateful asshole for even saying that. Like, I'm in this space where, you know, I don't know, it's like constantly pulled in every direction, just all the fucking feels. Yeah. Hey, how you doing? Yeah, need air. Yeah, like, motherhood was just fucking rough today. And yeah, and I felt torn in 100 directions. You know, like, I'm managing my business, trying to bring in enough to, you know, like, cover the mortgage and feed the family. And thankfully, Miko has some work right now, because he has been out of work for 2.5 months, and that takes him out of the house, which means that during, you know, until like 4 in the arvo, it's just me trying to do all the things, and I feel like I'm doing none of them very well. And I guess the rage is actually sadness. I don't know. Today I just felt like I was drowning. I couldn't even take a shit or a piss without interruption. And oh, it's hard. Some days it's just really fucking hard. And then I feel like an ungrateful twat, because, you know, I should be grateful that I have a child who is well, and I have a roof over my head and running water and a safe place during this time. But you know, that shaming yourself into gratitude just makes it guilt. And guilt is not the same vibe as actual gratitude, right? It's just not. We can't guilt ourselves into gratitude. But for some reason, I don't know, like, you know, it's like we're a society that's like, oh, you're feeling shit, quick, change that. That rage you're feeling, that's not okay. That guilt you're feeling, that's not okay. I'm finding that confronting. Please switch your vibe. It's just not that helpful. Yeah. So, you know, I don't know. It's like, yes, of course, I'm grateful. Bill! Come on! Of course I'm fucking grateful. And this is really rather shit circumstances, right? Like, this time a month ago, we didn't all think we'd be stuck inside our houses. And not, you know, yes, we can reframe it. I'm choosing to be safe in my house, or whatever the fuck, but right now I feel a little stuck. And that's okay. because the truth is we are all at home, and it's like sometimes it feels like it's being in a fucking pressure cooker. I can feel my emotions rising, I can feel Mabel's emotions rising, and oh, it's just a lot. Managing the business, trying to keep my kid entertained and happy and healthy, and not watching too much screens, and you know, like educated, and fuck. And this is the thing, like usually I don't, like I was saying before, I don't lead with motherhood, because most of the time, like, I mean, yes, it's a big part of my life and I'm grateful for it, but my God, it's fucking exhausting 24/7. There's a reason that I didn't have kids on my agenda. And that sounds really horrible to say, because I have one and I love her to death. Like, I love her. But sometimes it's just hard. And then I feel just so torn and guilty. It's just a constant battle. And I don't know, it's like, and there are things that I want to say, but I just can't even bring myself to say them. You know? And I know if you're a mum and you've been where I am, you know what I want to say and I can't. And sometimes I feel like, you know, what would it have been like if this was 10 years ago, and I wouldn't have appreciated it 10 years ago. In fact, 10 years ago, I couldn't stand my own company. So being alone with myself would have been the worst possible thing. So I also have feels for the people who are there alone, right? Wishing that they had a partner with them or a kid or someone to keep them company. And sometimes I'm here wishing that that was me. And then I just hate myself for that, for even contemplating that. Because it's not what I want, but neither is what we're going through. This is not what I want. I don't think this is what any of us want. But we're here. And some days, I'm okay with that. And other days I'm just not. I want this, you know, all to be over, and I don't mean like all to be over in a morbid sense. I mean, I just want my normal life back. And I'm less than 3 weeks into this. Really hard today. It's really hard. And I know that this will be over, but sometimes it's the not knowing that's actually, you know what, I'm kind of like okay with that. I'm okay with not knowing how long. I'm just taking it day by day. I'm not projecting too far into the future. I'm being where I am, and I guess that's why I've got all these feels today, because this is where I am. And it sucks today. But there's no point in me. You know, like, it would be a waste of energy to question how long this is going to be, and so instead I'll just be here. And I am grateful for this beach. Like, I am grateful. I'm grateful for this space. After such a intense day, I'm grateful to be able to come down here and breathe and hear the ocean and be in my own space. I'm grateful for that. And this is a freedom that I am afforded. So, yeah, this is where I'm at right now. And hey, and it does feel hard. And I guess, like, today I was crying and I shared it on Instagram and I got a whole bunch of messages back from people. And I was thinking about how that might make me look as a coach, as a guide, how unprofessional maybe it is. But I'm not here to be professional. I'm here to be a human. I'm here to help you feel less alone. So that I feel less alone, I guess. And that means I have to be able to show you this stuff. You know, the ugly bit. The bit, like, the fly's gone. Thank fuck. But, you know, like, I shame that version of me. I shame that version of me that focuses on the little shit things and sometimes can't get her headspace right and becomes fixated on, like, the negative. You know, like, but shaming her actually is just not really doing me any good. I've learned that over many years. You might as well just be in it and accept it for what it is. And then, you know, tomorrow I'll wake up and it will be a different day. And maybe it'll be the same day. I don't know. But it is just one day at a time. Actually, right now, it's just like one moment at a time. And, you know, my last episode, I was talking about surrendering into motherhood. And sometimes we just have to surrender into our feelings. And our sadness and our grief and our rage, in order to move through them. So, if this is you now and you're in this place, we're in here together. And yeah, you're not alone. I'm not alone. I know that. All right, deep breath in. And deep breath out. Don't hold on to that fucker. And I'll see you soon. You know, I also have to say that this is the first time I've been out at all since my walk. I think I went for a walk last Thursday. And so this is my first time out. And because I've been sick. So that's added to another layer to this. But regardless of whether I had or not, it's okay to be here. It's okay to be struggling. It's okay to be wishing you were all alone. It's okay to be wishing you weren't all alone. But you know that guilt, it's just not serving any of us. But it's so real. All right. Until next week. Peace out.
Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimmo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosophies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.